With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. As we enjoy those late summer crops produced in our country, advocates are hoping everyone will take time to appreciate the little creatures that pollinate them. About three-quarters of the more than 240,000 species of this world's flowering plants rely on pollinators. That includes bees, birds, bats, and other animals. Tiffany Fink Hayes with Friends of the Earth says, not only should pollinators be acknowledged for the role they play in agriculture, but also the peril that they're in.
Bees are responsible for one in every three bites of food we eat, and they're also an indicator species. So if bees and other pollinators are declining at such alarming rates, it's telling us that there's something more serious going on in our environment, and we're seeing wider spread contamination that's going to create a problem for us.
Bee decline is being blamed on habitat loss, parasites, and pesticide use. Fink Hayes applauds states for taking steps to protect pollinators and adds that seed pre-treated with pesticides are used to grow many of our big crops such as corn and soybeans.
If states were to work to reduce their use as a seed application and then just generally in agriculture and work with farmers to employ alternative pest management strategies that are better for the environment, it would go a long way in helping to really protect pollinators.
She feels there's been a lack of action by the federal government to help protect birds and bees. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.